This is JIS News. Coming up, sections of the Jamaica Customs Act and regulations to be amended. NEPA and UTEC sign MOU for information sharing and research on natural resource management, and Education Ministry inviting applications for teachers of English to fill vacancies in China. Details after the break.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. The Jamaica Customs Agency is amending sections of the Customs Act and regulations to bring it in line with international best practices and standards. Manager of Revenue Accounts at Jamaica Customs, Kirk Benjamin, says the Act and the regulations are outdated.
The JCA operates within the ambit of the laws, and as such, it is imperative that the Ministry of Finance and also our political directorate move with alacrity to get these laws amended.
Mr. Benjamin was speaking at a recent Management Institute for National Development Mind seminar on the implications of the transshipment hub on the customs brokerage profession. He adds that the agency recently signed a contract with a draftsman to expedite the amendments of the legislation. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the University of Technology, UTEC, have signed a 5-year Memorandum of Understanding for information sharing and research on natural resource management and spatial planning. Chief Executive Officer of NEPA, Peter Knight, says the MOU will help to boost the agency's core functions of spatial planning and environmental management.
We want to engage academia. We want to make use of the best research, the best evidence research in the country to help us to make better and better decisions. It is going to be important for us to jointly identify funding to ensure that we can pursue the vision that we are both embarking on.
Mr. Knight was speaking at the signing ceremony Thursday. The partnership will also facilitate the creation of air dispersion models to enhance the development of national air quality standards and environmental management of air quality. The Ministry of Education is inviting applications from suitably qualified English teachers to fill 59 teaching positions in schools in Shanghai, China. This follows discussions between authorities in Shanghai and Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites during his visit to the Chinese city last year. To qualify for these positions, individuals are required to have a degree in English and a trained teacher certification or a bachelor in education specializing in English. They must also have training in teaching at the early childhood, primary or secondary education levels and 3 or more years experience teaching English. For more information on the requirements for applying to teach English in Shanghai, China, visit teachersjobmatch.gov.jm. Interested persons are invited to submit their applications and resumes via the website no later than Monday, March 31. And Director General of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the JCAA, Leroy Lindsay, says now is an opportune time for Jamaica and the region to examine best practices and standards in emergency response management and airport security. His comments followed the disappearance of a Malaysian Airlines aircraft over the South China Sea on March 8. Mr. Lindsay says the JCAA is in a constant state of readiness for any eventuality. He adds that the best preparation involves putting adequate search and rescue facilities in place and ensuring that surveillance equipment is of the highest quality to track aircraft movement using radar technology.
All we can do is put in place search and rescue facilities, have good surveillance capabilities so that we can see the aircraft for as long as it's available to be seen on a radar screen, and have the search and rescue facilities and capabilities with our partners around the surrounding countries and neighboring countries so that we can sort of go out and search for these aircraft if there is an incident in this area.
Mr. Lindsay was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.